And I'm Zachary Turner. Helene reshaped much of Western North Carolina's landscape, rerouting rivers and felling large swaths of forests. Aerial timber surveys indicate that Helene damaged over 800,000 acres of North Carolina's forested land. Here's a report on how landowners are preparing to fight wildfire with prescribed fire. In December, parts of McDowell County burned in large fires late in the season due to rapid drying following Helene. Corey Davis is North Carolina's assistant state climatologist.
This is going to be a problem not just next year. This could be a problem 10, 15 years down the road.
Last week, the larger North Fork fire blazed onward through the county just after firefighters contained the Crooked Creek fire. 2024 was North Carolina's second warmest year on record. As global temperatures rise, our weather is oscillating rapidly between extremes. This can also create the perfect conditions for wildfires. One tool to bring that risk down is controlled or prescribed burns to get rid of fuel for dangerous wildfires. Zachary O'Donnell coordinates the Southern Blue Ridge Prescribed Burn Association, a volunteer organization that conducts burns on private land.
It's almost like mowing the forest or mowing the field. You're really not touching the roots of things. You're not getting into that duff layer where a lot of those microorganisms live.
Human activity causes most wildfires in North Carolina. More information on wildfire preparedness is available at readync.gov. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.